16, 27 to 12. T-Jacks playing a very dominant game of basketball, really converting things on the offense. Both teams have been able to find the basket from outside the perimeter. Rowdy playing a big game for Sam Point, responsible for the vast majority of points that they have at the 12. And the Eagles will start out with the ball here, game three of a three-game series this weekend. Peter on the outside, over to Rowdy. Whistle on the play. A hold called there. Foul on the floor. Eagles will throw in on the sideline. 27 to 12 in favor of the T-Jacks. Here's Sam Point with the ball. Pass it to Rowdy in the right corner. Looking to get past Tyler. Top of the key. Peter's open on the baseline. See if he fires off quick. He holds on to the ball. Takes it up to the center. Passes to Jeremy. High pass to Hawk. Takes it outside. He's going to penetrate. Clean deflection by Tommy Mack. Ball loose. Picked up by Tyler Gunderson. Gunderson fakes a shot. Pass over to Peter. That also gets deflected by Tommy Mack. And Tommy Mack playing a huge game today. Defensively, deflecting, stealing, pulling down the boards. Big contributor for the T-Jacks so far today. Substitution on the floor here. Let's see who we got coming in. As expected, Robert Thompson will come in for the T-Jacks. And would he be replacing Tommy? No, he's not replacing Tommy. Replacing Brennan. Tommy for three. Misses off the back of the rim. Gets the rebound. Putback also not good, but he follows his shot. Count the basket for Ashton Gould. On the third putback, is able to connect with the basket and get fouled. 29 to 12 now. Misses the free throw shot. Sam Point gets a rebound. Wide pass. Jeremy's able to hold on to it. Almost stolen by the T-Jacks. Tommy with a steal. Pass got picked up. Jaeger on a fast break. Gets it in. 31 to 12 now. Sam Point with the ball. Passing around the right side of the perimeter. Jeremy over to Tyler at the top of the key. Inside to Hawk right behind the defense. Easy layup on the right hand side. Beautiful execution. Really caught the defense sleeping there. 14 for the Eagles, 31. Hawk trying to steal it, almost does. Again, 14 for the Eagles, 31 for the T-Jacks. 5:45 of the go here in the first quarter. Ball goes out on the bottom baseline. Sam Point with the ball. Tripp will bring it up for the Eagles. Now Hawk Jackson on the far right side. Stolen pass by Chase Gould. Alley-oop by Tommy Mack. The pass from Jaeger Brandle connects with Tommy Mack mid-air, who puts in the layup on the right-hand side. What a beautiful play. 33-14. And I said in the beginning, this is the best basketball the T-Jacks have played all weekend. Contact on the arm by the T-Jacks. Third team foul of the quarter. Two more, and I'll put Sam Point in double bonus. Shot from three. Just hits the top of the rim. Poked down to the hands of Hawk. Hawk puts up a floating shot from the paint. No good. But McGlashan will get the rebound. His pass is deflected by Tommy Mack and picked up by Ashton Gould, who outlets to Tommy, and Tommy on the fast break. Long three-point shot by Jaeger. No good. Rebound on the floor. Full extension dive by Hawk Jackson, who's just playing his heart out. Saw his whole family here for the game. His big senior night. He wants to play well. Doing a good job. 33-14 with the T-Jacks in the lead. 5 minutes to go here in the half. Missed shot, but a putback by Tommy. And I'll tell you what, Tommy Mack is playing the best game I've seen him play this season so far. Eagles with the ball. Oh, Peter behind the defense. Pump fakes, gets the offense, or the defense to collapse. Puts a shot off the glass, no good. Good pump fake, though. Really got the defense. Peter moving a little too quick will knock Jaeger over. That's going to be a charging call. Third team foul of the quarter for the Eagles. Peter helps Jaeger get right back up. Passing around the perimeter. T-Jacks with the ball. They're up 35-14. Bouncing to Tommy. Deflected by Peter, I believe. Rowdy gets it, and he's moving fast. Travel on the drive into the basket. You try to take it all the way. Takes an extra step. 4:15 the half. T-Jacks up by 21. King Cove with the ball. Long distance three for Tommy. Goes in and out. Robert Thompson puts it back in contact on the rebound. Ashton Gould will go to the line for two. Scrappy ball player, Ashton Gould. Oh, sorry, he's not going to the line. That's going to be a throw into the basket. Oh, missed assignment as Robert Thompson was literally left right open right in front. And now there's confusion on who's going to throw the ball in. Hawk Jackson takes it up for the Eagles. Rowdy for three. Hits it. Much needed three-point shot for Sandpoint Eagles. 17 now for the Eagles, 35 for the T-Jacks. Could he do it again? He does. Tommy Mack responds in kind with his own three-pointer, 37-17 to keep the 20-point lead. Oh, sorry, 38. 38-17. Long pass to Peter. Bounces off the knee of Tommy. Out of bounds. Substitution coming in here. Dawson Galvin will replace Peter, I believe. No, he's going to replace Rowdy. Oh, Dawson swishes the net. 38-20. King Cove still with the lead, but nice swish by Dawson. Chase answers right back with his own three-point shot. 41-20. 2:45 left in the first half. Peter gets the ball on the baseline. He'll walk it up towards the center. Hawk Jackson now with the ball. Jeremy sends it down to Peter. Cross to Galvin. Good passing of the ball by the Eagles. Excellent defense. Ball's thrown away. Tyler was trying to get rid of it. He was trapped in the corner. Couldn't quite find somebody to connect with. Let's see if Dawson sits back down and Rowdy comes back in. Yeah, Rowdy looked like he just needed to sit down for a quick second. T-Jacks with the ball. They're up 41-20 with 2 minutes and 9 seconds to go in the first half. Shot up and missed. Chase looking for a three-pointer. Nice defensive play by Jeremy McLaughlin, knocking the ball out of bounds. Let's see. Tommy Mack's going to sit down. Brennan Larson will come in for the T-Jacks. Jaeger throws in. See if they get another easy basket. Robert on the post. Nope. They got the defense there for him. Ashton from about 7 feet out inside the paint. No good. Rebound goes to Dawson. So Dawson's in. Rowdy's in. Is that Peter that sat down? Intercepted pass by Ashton Gould, but he will travel. Soft passes by Sandpoint. Really need to put a little more pepper on it. Jeremy gets the ball passed in. Tyler. Ball picked up by Ashton. Poked back out by Tyler. Good read by Ashton, seeing the pass and taking it. 90 seconds left in the first half. Score 41-20. Good defensive play by Tyler, knocking the ball loose. Chase for three. Oh, hits it. Big three-point shot by Chase Gould. 44-20. 1:18 left in the half. Eagles with the ball. Missed shot. Attempted rebound by Hawk. Will knock out bounds on the baseline. T-Jack ball. 1:05 on the clock. 44-20 in favor of King Coast. Bounce down to the post. Brennan tries to get the pass from Ashton. Goes out of bounds. It was a poke out by the Eagles, so King Cove will have the ball underneath the basket. Looking for an inbound. Robert gets it. Powers up. Wow. Rips the ball into the paint. Just the way you do it with the power dribble. Just slams it down and puts it up. Good for two. 46-20. 42 seconds left in the half. Rowdy forces up an underhand layup. Fight for the rebound. Jeremy McLaughlin goes down real hard. He's back up. Jaeger sees an opportunity for a fast break. Oh, but Jeremy doubles back on defense and knocks the ball up and out. Good play by Jeremy. Discussion on who the ball will go to, I think. Seconds left in the half. Another inbound left wide open for Robert Thompson. Three baskets at least for the big man. Rowdy with the ball on the outside, way past the yellow line. He's looking for one last shot here. Oh, but the pressure knocks the ball loose on the ground. Knocked loose again. A shovel shot hits the back of the rim by Chase, who goes down, just can't get it to go up and in. And with that, we're going into the halftime with the T-Jacks 48, Sandpoint with 20. Big first half for the T-Jacks. Sandpoint fighting hard. King Copeland, some of the best basketball I've seen all week. We'll be back in 10 minutes with more action here in the Sandpoint Auditorium. This is Austin Roof with KSTP and Sandpoint School Sports. Stay tuned.
We would like to take this time to say thank you to all the people who make this programming a reality. Thank you to the Aleutians East Borough, the cities of Sandpoint, King Cove, False Pass, and Cold Bay, the Aleut Corporation, Frosty Fuels, the Newton Family, and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, the King Cove Corporation, Gould & Sons, and the AC Store in King Cove, as well as Precision Airways, Jim Brown Apartments, the Shumigan Corporation, Sandpoint Generating, Telalaska, Trident Seafoods, the AC Store in Sandpoint, R&D Marine Design, and Alusha. All of these supporters, and you, the listeners, make all of this programming possible. Thank you so much for your support of public radio here in the Aleutians East Borough.
Big thank you to everybody. And we are now at halftime. We came in a little bit mid-game on this, but it is being broadcast live on Sandpoint School Sports Network, I believe, is the Facebook page. We're going to go back to the 80s, and we've said our thank yous, and all of our membership, thank you as well. Keeping community radio alive and bringing you high school basketball right now. We had the ladies earlier. If you did not catch Chris and Chris Babcock giving you the play-by-play, Sandpoint Lady Eagles, 46. King Cove, 28. Rookies at 28. Eagles at 46. We are now at halftime, and it looks like the winning team is flip-flopped, and we'll have the T-Jacks ahead of the Eagles at the moment, but we'll see how this game plays out. So give us a few more minutes. The clock says 8. And you know what the waitress is like? They know what boys like.
I know what boys like. I know what guys want. I know what boys like. I got what boys like. I know what boys like. I know what guys want. I see them looking. I make them want me. I like to tease them. They want to touch me. I never let them. I know what boys like. I know what guys want. I know what boys like. Boys like. Boys like me. But you're special. I might get you. You're so much different. I might get you. Would you like that? I might get you. And buttons, fun to frustrate them. They get so angry, like pouty children. Deny their candy, I laugh right at them. I know what boys like, I know what guys want. I know what boys like, boys like, boys like me. Guys.
score's been corrected. It's 50-20 in favor of the T-Jacks now. With King Cove playing a dominant game of basketball, led by that man right there, Thomas Mack, who almost pokes the ball out again. King Cove sells into their 2-3 zone defense. Sandpoint playing their fast-paced offense. Rowdy takes it on the outside. We've got a good roll going here with Jeremy going down the right side. Rowdy goes all the way into the paint. Goes hard in the paint. Misses the layup, though, but, man, good cut. T-Jax with the ball now. Looking like the starting five on deck. Tommy, oh, connects with Brennan Larson. Just misses the layup. Great pass and good look at the basket. Just hits the back rim a little hard. Score still 50-20 in favor of King Cove. Here comes the Eagles with the ball. Outside to Rowdy. Nice pump fake. He loses his dribble. Ball snatched out of his hands. Here's the T-Jacks capitalizing, looking to capitalize. Ashton drives in. Nice pass behind the defense to Brennan, who goes on the opposite side of the post, misses the layup. Rebound to the T-Jacks. Holding on the arm by Tyler. T-Jacks are kind of scrambling a little bit on there, trying to get their offense to jive a little bit. Things look a little chaotic. We'll see how they reset here. They've been capitalizing on those inbound passes. That's a third easy look at the basket they've had throwing in from the baseline. Robert Thompson was getting several of them. That time it was Ashton, I believe, with a jumper from 7 feet out. Sandpoint. Two-man trap in the corner. Jeremy looking for help. Connects with Tyler. High arc jumper off the glass. Peter on the putback. Can't get it to go down, but he will go to the line for two. .556 left to go in the third quarter. King Cove up by 32 points. Oh, Peter gets that. It literally went halfway down the rim and then bounced out. Second attempt rolls all around the rim. And that will go in. 21 for the Eagles. 52 for the T-Jacks. Wow, nice cut into the lane. Gets the defense to collapse on Chase, and he'll just pass it right down the line to Brennan, who puts it in on the post. That's good for two. 54 for the Eagles. Or, sorry, 54 for the T-Jacks. Nice move by Jeremy. He gets a good open look. The ball just goes over the rim, picked up by the T-Jacks, who will move back on offense. Pass intended for Brennan goes through his hands, but picked up by Jaeger. Pulls up for the jump stop and can't get to go down. Long distance three by Tyler, also no good. And here's the transition by King Cove. Chase Gould open on the baseline. Three-point shot won't go down. And Hawk Jackson contact against Brennan Larson. Shots inbounding the pass. Moving around. Stolen. Rowdy on a fast break. Puts it up and in, coast to coast. Beautiful play by Tripp. Too much needed points. Sorry. Computer's about to die here. Answered basket by the T-Jacks. Let me see if I can get enough zoom out to cover most of the action while I plug in my computer. Sorry about this. All right, we're back. Long shot for three, no good. Rebound into the T-Jacks. Tommy moving fast. Shot up, no good. hits the back of the rim and bounces off of a T-jack and now bounds on the baseline. 4:10 in the third quarter, 56-23 is the score. King Co with a big lead. Peter, open on the baseline. He'll get it off. Just short of the rim. Rebound goes to Chase. That's Jaeger. Oh, man. What a move into the paint. Gets all the defense on top of him and just literally hands it like it's on a platter to Brennan, who's down the bottom post, and he puts it up and in for two. Beautiful play by Jaeger. 58-23 now. A missed opportunity for the Eagles. Ball goes out of bounds on the pass. And one of the six men, Logan Iapana, will come in. Iapana, fast player. Probably the fastest guy on the court. Most energy on the court. He'll make some big plays coming in. Jaeger pulls up for the jumper. Ah, just over the rim, swishes the net. 60-23. It's like King Cove can't miss tonight. We got Robert Thompson in the mix. Logan Iapana. Defensive play there just robs the ball from Jeremy. And then can't quite get the three to go down. Tommy Mack. Laser pass from Rowdy. Goes down to Hawk, who sends it outside to Tyler. Missed from the three-point line. Jaeger is going to go Euro step around Rowdy and put it in. There's the whistle. And with 2:32 left in the third quarter, Sam Point trailing by nearly 40 points, 62-23. And these guys have kept it. I mean, the T-Jacks have been the dominant team here, not just in our district, but in the region. This is an undefeated team we're looking at and showing you why right now. And it's just, this has been, not only has it been a good team, this has been a great game. They're coming in here as a dominant force. 62-23 is a score. We'll have a running clock here in 1 point. 2:32 left in the third quarter. We'll see if Sandpoint can make some adjustments here, but they're having a hard time shutting down the T-Jack offense, really. And Sandpoint has a great team. They're very young, playing their hearts out and playing, I think, a better game of basketball than anyone expected them to this season. But there's a defensive steal, and Tommy tries for the dunk. Technical on the dunk? And some debate over about the rules here. So the referee calls a technical there on Tommy for going for the dunk. And there's some debate with the bench over here about whether or not that's a... Rowdy's taking the... Rowdy misses them both from the line. Sandpoint will have the ball. Interesting call. Interesting situation. And one of those technical fouls that's obviously not mean-spirited or anything. Tommy was going for the dunk. And referee takes the position that you can't touch the rim. Tommy on the steal. Fast break by Jaeger. Pull-up jumper. Drains it. There we go. There's a 40-point lead. Rowdy. Playing heavy. powers up from underneath the basket, draws the foul. Gets the and one. Good from the line, making it 26-64 now. Ball in the hands of the T-Jacks. Now with a 38-point lead. Good movement outside of the perimeter. Thompson gets it. With a heavy turn into the paint. He'll knock Rowdy to the ground. Pretty hard. Unintentional. He's just turning into the paint on the power-up. Rowdy takes it like a champ. And clearly, again, not a malicious play. Just moving into the paint. Robert Thompson, for all who know him, is just a big guy. Super tall. Built large and strong. And ran into Rowdy. And looks like we got a substitution here. Dawson Galvin checking in for the Eagles, if I'm not mistaken. 1:41 left here in the third quarter. T-Jacks up by 38. Rowdy with the ball. Pass to Hawk. Drives in. Tyler for three. Hits it. Sam points, gaining some ground here. 29-64. Ball poked out by Dawson. Picked up by Chase. Good defensive play by Galvin. Julian Carlson also checking in for the Eagles. Nice poke out. Rowdy's going to go all the way. Oh, what a read by Tommy Mack. So Rowdy pump fakes. Did not get Tommy to jump at all. Big read. He saw that coming. And, wow, that was just a heck of a defensive move. Tommy Mack then answers back offensively, gets the pass, and drives in the lane. I don't know if I've ever seen someone not take the bait on a pump fake on a fast break like that before, to be honest. Julian with a floater. Putback goes up and in by Hawk. 66-31. Sam Point making the biggest run of the game here. Thompson on the inside. Easily clears the defense for the shot underneath the basket. 68-31. 12 seconds left to go in the quarter. Rowdy on the outside looking. He's not going to get the same kind of pressure. Jaeger really applied some pressure in the last second. Off the glass. 10 and 12 feet out. Good off the glass for two. 68-33. And Sandpoint making a huge run here to close out the third quarter. They were down by 41 for a second, and now they trail by 35. So closing the distance by five. We'll be back in just a minute here with more basketball on KSTP and the Sandpoint School Sports Network.
Fish are the lifeblood of Alaska, and that is never more true than in smaller communities such as ours. With several facilities throughout Alaska, Trident Seafoods provides fish processing services to the Aleutians. Trident is a proud supporter of KSTP and local fishing communities here in the Aleutians East Borough. More information is available at 800-426-5490. Trident Seafoods, fish for the future.
AM KSDP, the sweetest sound in the Aleutian Islands. Funding for KSDP is made possible in part.
Oh, but nice defensive play by Hawk, knocking the ball out. And the score is 68-33 by a big lead by King Cove, but Sandpoint's closed the gap by 6 points here in the last few minutes of the third quarter. We'll see if they can continue that run. Rowdy, three-man around him, outside of Julian for three. Good line. Julian Carlson, who enters the game here and gets the most play time of the season so far, with a big three and some good defense. 68-36. Wow. What a power up. Turn into the paint and a shot from about 5 feet out by Robert Thompson. Thompson having a massive game too. Rowdy penetrates, sends it outside. 3-point shot is good. Sandpoint coming alive here. Down by 31. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. Logan Iapana will throw in. T-Jax with the ball. Shot up, no good. And another shot, no good, by Jersey Mack, I believe. That was a tough layup. Eagles get the ball. Tommy Mack with a steal. He's going to go all the way. Takes the layup on the right-hand side. ...72-39 in favor of the T-Jacks. Poke out steal there by Chase, but Tyler's able, or Hawks able to get it back. Missed three, but the putback goes down. Eagles down by 31. Missed shot on the outside by the T-Jacks. Eagles get the rebound. Oh, Tyler was ready for the cherry pick, but there's a little too much action on the pass. Sends it out of bounds. Chased. Jersey. The people's champion with the underhand layup. Can't get it to go down. 6 minutes left in the game. King Cove up by 30. Open 3-point on the corner. No good. Robert Thompson gets the board. And he'll find Logan, who quickly gets it over to Chase. Jersey for three, misses. Oh, wide open pass. Tyler with the beat, but pass transition on offense. Chase. Oh, and Jersey will find that 3-point shot. 75-43 now. Big deflection by Tommy against Rowdy. Sends the ball out. Chase gets the rebound, or picks the ball up, I should say. Outside to Tommy for three. Top of the rim, no good. Hawk gets the rebound. 5 minutes in the game, 73-43. 75-43, sorry. Shot happens outside the whistle. Five minutes exactly. That was a foul on the floor. Eagles will throw in. Missed 3-point shot by Rowdy. T-Jax gets the board. Double dribble. That was a call. Failure to start the clock. 4:57 left here in the game, 73-43. Chase will sit down and Ashton will check in for the T-Jacks. They lead by 32 at this point, 43-75, so it's not a 40-point lead quite yet. They did at one time. But the Sandpoint Eagles have brought it back in. This is only a 32-point lead at this time. Rowdy misses a three-point shot. And that'll be another substitution. Let's see who's joining the match over here. That Donovan Nielsen coming in for the Eagles. Missed shot by Ashton. Ball goes loose. Picked up by Hawk. And that will be Rowdy who sat down. Tyler for three. It's a three-point shot. 46-75 now. Sandpoint for the first time brings it within 29 points. First time in a while, I should say, that they've brought it under 30. Shot up. Missed. Rebound poked out. Ashton Gould outside of Jersey for three. Missed the shot. Logan fights for the rebound, gets it, and puts it back in. 77-46, 31-point lead now for the T-Jacks. Oh! Tyler's feeling it from outside the line. 77-49. 28-point lead for the T-Jacks. Nice pump fake by Tommy. Shot off the front of the rim. I think that's Jersey on the putback. It's going to go loose. Logan tries to chase it down. Of course Logan tried to chase it down. Just can't quite get it. Sandpoint trails now by 28. 77-49. Tyler forces a shot up. Can't go down. Gets his own rebound. Julian moving around the outside. Bobs and weaves. Puts up a shot. Misses. T-Jacks on the board. And contact. Contact on the arm. Jager Brandle is checking in now for the T-Jacks. Riley Wilson does as well. Ashton and Tommy will sit down. So Jager and Riley checking in for the two senior starters. Less than three to go here in the game. Ball inbounded over to Riley. Jager now. Riley, does he take the three? No. Stolen by Tyler. Nice behind-the-back pass by Tyler. Finds Hawk. Puts up the layup. No good. Saves the ball from going out of bounds. Tyler tries to inbound, but no Eagle was there. Or no, sorry, not inbound, but bounce pass into the post, but there was no Eagle there for it. Tyler's playing a tense steal by from Jager. What a 360 spin into the layup. Tyler's going crazy. And Tyler is now limping off the court. Oh, he fell on his ankle. And he's lying down now. Twisted his ankle on that spin. Too bad. Tyler was obviously playing a heck of a game there. 77-51. Haven't shown the score for a minute. Sandpoint trailing by 26. Eagles have the ball. Closest they've been in a minute. Julian penetrates. Sends it down the baseline. Good pass out by Donovan, I believe. McGlashan gets the ball. Didn't have time to fire it off. He'll take it inside. Shot goes up. Soaring rebound by Donovan Nielsen. Donovan's making some plays underneath the basket here. Julian on the outside. Missed layup. Rebound to the T-Jacks. That Liam with the ball to Riley. Logan for a beautiful jumper on the outside. Long distance, too. 79-51 with 1 minute left to go here in the game. And Sandpoint mounted a great comeback. Couldn't quite get enough traction to overcome a 40-point lead at that time. Jeremy almost falls out. Knocks the ball off of Logan. Out of bounds by the Eagle, or by the T-Jacks. Sandpoint inbounds underneath their own basket. Outside to Donovan for three. Just misses. Fast break by the T-Jacks. Wow. What a left-handed layup there by, gosh, was that Liam or Jaeger? I couldn't tell. It was a beautiful play. I want to say it was Jaeger that made that one. Ball in the hands of Hawk. Gets it stripped. Jaeger. Easy layup on the left-hand side. Hawk with the ball now. 10 seconds left to go in the game. Jumper by Dawson. Big jumper by Dawson to close things out. And a solid game of basketball here. Fast pace as it always has been all season between these two teams. But King Cove coming out with the win. Just under 30 points. 83-54. Again, 83-54. A 29-point victory for the T-Jacks. Big game. Fun times here in the three-game series. Thanks for tuning in to KSDP and the Sandpoint Sports Network. This is Austin Roof signing off. Have a great weekend. And we'll see you next time with more basketball.